Good Tuesday. Today is December the 2nd, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take some time this week and visit with Mike Steenhoek. Mike is Executive Director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, talking about some big news in the railroad industry dealing with railroad mergers. We'll be back with more details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Joining me today is Mike Steenhoek. Mike is the Executive Director for the Soy Transportation Coalition. Mike, thanks so much for your time this morning. Railroads, the topic of the day. Obviously, you deal in all forms of transportation of our products across the country and around the world. But railroads seem to be making the news headlines more and more, especially in light of some of the proposed mergers. Interesting, I see the shareholders for both of those railroads, Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern, have approved the proposed merger. And ironically, it looks like the union workers have as well, which, from what I understand, maybe isn't customary with proposed mergers over time.
Yeah, and so the shareholders, and this was on Friday, November 14th, of the two companies, Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern, approved overwhelmingly by a 99% plus margin to proceed with that. So that was one big hoop that had to be jumped through for this to ultimately be concluded. And then now the next step is for the U.S. Surface Transportation Board. That's the governing agency that formalizes any kind of and reviews any kind of proposed merger or acquisition, either approving it or rejecting it. And that's that formal application is expected to be submitted to the Surface Transportation Board in December. And so then that'll be about at least a year and a half long process, maybe even longer, just given the consequences of it to the broader economy. But what is notable is that there have been a number of railroad worker labor unions that have publicly expressed support for it. You know, typically, unions regard consolidations and mergers as opportunities to eliminate jobs, and so they understandably get really concerned with that. What Union Pacific has expressed to these unions is that there would not be any layoffs as a result of this merger. And so a number of unions, not all of them, there are some who still oppose it, see that as more of a guarantee for employment. And as a result of that, they've expressed support for it. So that is notable. And that does provide some additional, winds in the back of the sails of this proposed merger moving forward.
Again, my guest today has been Mike Steenhoek of the Soy Transportation Coalition, talking about some potential mergers in the railroad industry. We'll be back with more of Mike and this topic tomorrow. For now, we're going to take another look, though, at what's going on with CattleCon 2026 this week, right after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions again. Talk a little bit about CattleCon 2026. Sort of pick up where we left off yesterday, visiting with National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Kristen Torres, about some of the things going on this week in Nashville, Tennessee.
So CattleCon really helps producers stay ahead of industry trends by offering great cutting-edge education. We have Cattlemen's College program that happens throughout the week. It's now available for all attendees. It's available for exhibitors. It's available for one-day registrations, full registrations. Everyone can attend that. And then we also have a slew of education that's happening on the trade show floor, including some live cattle handling sessions as well. And then the trade show itself, all the latest products and services that are available to producers, they can find right there on the show floor. As I've said, the event for the beef cattle business. So networking is a key component to this event. We try to make sure that there's opportunities on the show floor, off of the show floor, for producers to connect. We make sure there's a reception every day. So there's time to do business, there's time to recept. And then every night we have a big reception and event so folks can experience Nashville And then they have a chance to connect with other producers while they're there as well. As we said, we want people to be able to experience Nashville. And so we're kind of bringing Nashville and the honky-tonks of Broadway to convention attendees. On the Wednesday night of the convention, we're actually going to be heading to Luke Combs's bar called Category 10 for the Boots on Broadway event. So we've got that whole place to ourselves that evening. There'll be some line dancing, some two-stepping, and a whole lot of fun happening there. And then on the Thursday night, we're actually going to be doing an exclusive Grand Ole Opry that will be held at the Ryman Auditorium, specifically for our group. It's going to be only for our group in there. And so folks will really have an opportunity to experience Nashville. And then once those events are over, they also have a chance to just be steps away from Broadway and can go out and hit any of the honky-tonks that they're interested in. The place to find all of the information that you're looking for on the convention is convention.ncba.org. And then be sure to follow us on social media as well.
Again, our guest today is NCBA Executive Director of Meetings and Events, Kristen Torres, talking about CattleCon 2026. It started this weekend and runs through the end of the week in Nashville, Tennessee. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.